On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Whiplash. We've, as mentioned a couple of weeks ago and leading up to this, taken the show on the road as we're sitting at a cottage lakeside with a couple of people that are going to take part in the first ever Audio Whiplash game night. On my right, someone I've known forever. Her name is Holly, and she's interacted with us quite a few times on social media, all these sorts of things, with us since the beginning. How's it going?
It's great. I'm happy to be here. I'm really happy that I don't have to hang out with Rob.
This may be the first of many shots at Rob today.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. I love this mobile studio.
Yes.
It's very lush. My chair is somewhat comfortable, but not really. But I think I might be able to make it through the time.
Awesome. And across the table, someone I've known substantially less amount of time, but has been probably the show's most, let's call it, committed social media interactor and perhaps harshest critic. Maddie is on the left. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Don't forget, I'm also the unofficial Pan Am reporter.
That's right. Yeah, we sent you to a couple of events, and we'll talk about that on this week's Tall Can Sports. As we mentioned, we're going to do a bit of a game night. You two have known each other for quite a while. Is that university or?
Yeah, we met about 8 years ago when we started physio school.
Right. And so I've seen you interact with each other, compete with each other on several things. I thought, let's bring them on the show, play a nice game of shit Matt found on the internet and will arbitrarily judge. The name may need some work. And see if we can put a dent in that friendship by having you compete with one another on stuff that the average human being has no reason to know. How's that sound?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I don't think you put a dent in the friendship. If you met us, just randomly, you wouldn't even think we liked each other. So, you know.
So, we've been online, went to something called watchmojo.com on YouTube. And they post daily top 10 lists. And that's really all they do. It's basically clickbait, but they've got some cool stuff. On all of these, I didn't want to do 10, as we might sit here all friggin' day. So we took the top 5 of a couple of different categories. And this first one is the top 5 opening song lyrics. So the first line of some pretty famous songs. I need one of you to yell out
a lyric.
A lyric. I'm going to read the lyric. I'm not going to sing the lyric. I will read it and
oh, we have to guess the song.
The song
okay.
And the band.
I thought we had to guess the lyric.
The song and the band.
Okay.
Whoever gets both first will win.
Can I ask you one question to
you
start, Matt?
You absolutely can.
You're usually on the radio here or the podcast with Rob.
Yeah.
Now, Rob's significantly older than both Holly and myself.
That's true.
Are these songs made before the 70s or after the
70s? There is a mixture that you'll have to just kind of... Yeah.
Okay.
This is multi-generational.
So we have a shot at it.
Speaking of multi-generational, we did ask on social media for people to send in their Twitter handles for Rob, as he has frequently been the target of Maddie's assaults.
Yeah.
And
did he get one?
I believe he set one up, and he's looking forward to hearing these and critiquing the performance while he's away. There was a couple of good ones. The most common one was, of course, Captain Blowhard, which is perfect. There was also at Closet Cricket, because we don't really understand what his deal is with that, and at Timid Tech. So,
wow, all right.
The couple of not bad ones. I'm not sure what he ended up selecting.
Captain Blowhard, like, let's be honest.
That's seriously, yeah. Right?
What I want to know is who gave him the tutorial on Twitter, or actually logging onto the internet.
Oh, I think there's an app for that.
Yeah, but does he know how to do that?
I don't know. Okay. You know him better than I do. I just have to listen to him talk. You have to hang out with him. It's not really my problem.
Right. He does seem to have a thing for Maddie being some kind of cricket. Everybody's favorite cricket family. He calls you a lot of these things.
I don't really know where that's coming from.
No, well, that's the crickets chirp, guys.
I don't think that's what he
means. No, I don't think.
He's not smart enough for that?
Well.
crickets chirp, right? So a cricket would be that one in the background.
I like that. That's a new wrinkle on it that we hadn't looked at before.
You know what? I would accept that.
Yeah.
Crickets chirp.
Yeah.
All right. It's really sad that you never went there. Come on.
But let's pretend that he was that clever and that's why he went.
Yeah, he's not that clever. Okay.
Okay, no.
All right, let's move on.
So the top five opening song lyrics. The first song lyric, like I said...
Are you going in order 1 to 5 or 5 to 1?
They're not really in any particular order because, like I said, I didn't grab the whole top.
We're a little bit competitive here, if you haven't noticed. So we're asking the rules like right away.
What everybody can't see, obviously, because you're listening to us, is how crowded the mic is getting between me and Holly, as if we think
that will impact the speed of the sound wave arriving.
That's right.
That's what I heard.
As we're getting closer, we think we're going to win.
Right.
So I'd just like to apologize to the listeners that at some point we're probably going to be shrieking into the microphone. Are there any rules here? Like, if I know the answer and I think Matt knows the answer, can I cover his mouth or no?
As long as you don't knock over the beers.
No, that's fine.
I mean, at all costs, save the beers, right?
There's no beer on this table. Who's drinking beer?
Obviously not. At the Tall Can Audio Network. We don't endorse that stuff at all.
Okay.
The first song. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't like this game already.
I want to preface this by saying we've been drinking beer for a long time today.
Oh, I don't want to endorse that act. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
I don't know who this is.
Maddie?
Don't you want me, baby? Is that what it's called? Don't you want me, baby?
I don't know who sings it, though.
It is called...
Don't You Want Me?
Yes.
By... Shit.
Is she going to pull it out of the fire?
Don't You Want Me by... They had really bad outfits.
Oh, they certainly did.
The 80s.
The video is awful. This line is delivered with this close-up on the guy's face, which is just creepy as shit.
Don't You Want Me by... Get off of Google! I can see you! You cheating bastard!
The Human League, Alex.
That's correct! But you get no points.
I get a half point?
There's no half point. No, you're both wrong. There's no half points.
I at least got part of it and sang into the microphone, which I am going to regret later.
Yeah, at some point, it won't be a great idea to shout out half and... Maybe the other person's only looking for the song title, right? So
that is a really well-known start lyric.
Yeah, but I think most people recognize it when it starts, right? The band itself is the difficult part. Like, who's going to remember the Human League?
I was going to say the Talking Heads.
And that
the something.
And that's what the video looks like—is this giant talking head at the beginning? It's creepy as hell.
But I know that Talking Heads don't sound like that.
No, it's true.
Well, that was also released back in 81. Okay.
Someone who's
I don't want to tell you how young I was in 81.
So he's trying to hide his phone behind the microphone from me, but I can see the light because phones have lights.
Crazy. Yeah. Did you know that, Rob?
Probably not.
Number four in the top five opening song lyrics. Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything?
It's Green all Day. At once.
Basket Case Green Day.
Holly gets that one. Well done. Someone is on the board. Everyone can take a swig.
There we go.
Oh, I already took one.
All right. Well, sometime the host is going to have to be
the opening game jitters are over now. We're good. We're good. It is much harder when it is not being sung to you and it's spoken word.
That's part of the idea, though, right? That's
That's not true. It's because you can't sing.
Well, that's absolutely accurate as well. Although in a pretty recent episode, we discovered that I don't mind singing, but there's no talent there whatsoever.
How many beers are required for you to sing? Is there
today we're drinking the big Bose bottles, right? So probably less than usual.
Does Audio Whiplash or Talkan have a sponsorship from Bose yet? Or
you'd like to think so.
Well, it's an Ottawa-based podcast and an Ottawa-based beer.
It's true.
I feel like the logos could kind of meld into something together, eh?
Call us Bose.
Audio Lug Tread.
I like that.
It could be a podcast about craft beer.
There really should be.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, there probably is, but we'll do a better one.
Okay, you know what? That was my idea.
And, you can host.
But just keep it on the down low right now.
Okay.
You know.
Is anyone listening? Or that'll be determining on how
down low.
Hopefully
there are people listening.
It's true, yeah.
Sorry, next song.
Yeah. She was a fast machine. She kept the motor clean.
AC/DC.
Oh, no.
Thunderstruck? No.
She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen.
Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
No.
Shit.
With those American thighs.
Yeah. Oh,
why am I singing? It's not helping me get any points.
Oh, I am surprised.
You shook me all night long.
That's correct, yes.
See us both like lip syncing the words until we get to the chorus.
Yeah. No, that
was... Well, you couldn't see it because we're not very good at this whole radio thing and we were mouthing the words.
Now, this one in my head was going to be the toughest, but maybe not. Maybe because it's obviously like all of these.
Because we've already
big
sucked
song.
At the first
yeah,
two.
Well, exactly.
Three. Okay. So this is number four?
Yes.
Okay. And who has points so far?
I think it's just a 1-0 or 2-0 for
it's 2-0 game
nothing.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just checking.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie.
Michael
screen.
Jackson, Billie Jean.
3-0. Get in the
well
game,
done,
Maddie.
That one. Well done.
So
you know
apparently
what?
That one was not difficult.
Listen, to my defense, it's hard to figure out who's singing which song when I've got Eddie Vedder's brother over here singing every lyric.
She was more like a beauty queen.
That's actually pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, you know, don't listen to Rob. You're not bad.
All right. Eddie Vedder covers everything. Pretty much mad at any bar. So we're down to the final in this category. You can tell by the way I use my walk that I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Nice on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the game, Maddie. Welcome to the game, boys.
He was just channeling his inner John Travolta there.
That's exactly what I...
He's
walking
like,
down the street
I
with
wish
the
I had my bell bottoms on right now. Shake that booty, buddy.
I don't think it's unrealistic to assume that he has bell bottoms at home.
Absolutely not. He shows as much chest hair as John Travolta every day, so... He's currently wearing a scooped shirt. Not a V-neck. A scoop.
Man, we're going to have to start doing a video podcast. Yeah, no, we're not.
No. Nobody really wants
podcast?
To be looking at us right now. So.
Bonus question for this category.
There was no talk of bonus questions.
Just because I forgot I found 6 good ones for this.
Okay, is there extra points for the bonus?
Yeah, sure. It's for 30 kajillion points.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're really taking this seriously.
Obviously. Because the next question is worth 30 kajillion and 2 points.
Okay. Okay.
Is this the real life?
Is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Well done.
30 kajillion points and 2 for the win, baby.
In most games, that would seem insurmountable, but given the scoring in this...
It's true. It's true. Also, I was drinking my beer while he was answering, so...
Well, that's just poor planning and strategy on your part, I think.
I just wanted to give him a chance.
See how I lulled her in there to a 3-0 lead?
And now lead by... 30 kajillion points.
Minus 3. Yes. Whatever that is.
I don't really know what comes before kajillion. So something in the 29 kajillions, but... This one... may also prove difficult. We'll see. The new category is the top 5 closing movie lines.
Oh, God. I don't even watch movies. I am so screwed on this.
I'd like to see. Is there a possibility we clean sweep through the 5 where no one gets...
How many guesses do we get?
As many as you want. Okay. Until, you know, the hour is up.
Okay.
This is, of course, from the same YouTube channel. They chose the movies. They're from different eras, you know, different styles. So,
how many of these movies have you seen?
1.
Okay.
Well, that's
not 2. I think 2. But I'm not a movie guy at all. And a couple of these lines, despite not seeing the movies, I knew. Okay. Yeah, just because they're pretty. All so we'll see how this goes. You met me at a very strange time in my life. There are some blank
stares.
Was
this from the original Goon movie?
This was not from the original Goon movie, because I have seen the original Goon movie.
Just so we're clear, he said, like most well-known movie lines. How many people have seen Goon?
It's a Canadian classic. I assume a lot.
Well, right. I think you're throwing the word classic around a little too liberally.
Sean William Scott is a treasure.
Yeah.
Is he Canadian?
No, not at all.
I think so.
No. Can you repeat that one?
You met me... at a very strange time in my life. And it's funny because movies are very much like you said. Some people have seen them. But this was a huge movie. And so there would be people screaming at their radios right now. Yeah. But the next one, they'd have no clue. Right? So it's just...
Yeah, you met me at a very strange time. That's interesting. I don't know. We should throw something out, I think.
Dances with Wolves?
Dances.
Okay. No.
I didn't even see that movie.
That's correct.
No. No, that would be strange. No. I can't even make a guess here. Can we get an era?
I think this would have been late 90s, maybe early 2000s.
Armageddon?
No. No, it wasn't. The first rule about audio whiplash.
Oh, Fight Club!
Yeah.
You know what? We've both read that book as well. Mm-hmm. We should actually...
And I've seen the movie. I've seen the movie and read the book. Yeah, it's true. And it's not often I can say I've done both.
Yeah, what do you prefer? Because half the time people say the books aren't... Or the movie doesn't live up to the book. But...
Well, number one, I don't go to the theater.
Right.
So I'm going to have a lot of hate from that. But I don't go to the theater. The theater is like one of the most annoying places in the world.
But that's outside such good
of
popcorn.
Outside of the airport / airplane.
Yeah.
Because people are so obnoxious in theaters. And you watch the movie at 7,000 decibels. And it's so close to your face, and it's just not fun. So I would rather watch a movie at my own house where I can pee when I want to, and, you know, I don't have to worry about this jerk that I don't know putting his feet up on my seat.
Just the jerks that I do know.
Or what might be happening in the back row, some PDA, some more than PDA that might be happening. You know, it's never fun to go to the movies and have people, inappropriately touching themselves next to you. But it happens.
I love that you went with touching themselves and not each other. All right, that's... I don't know. Maybe it's the type of movies you're seeing.
Yeah, that's
theaters.
Probably it, actually.
You know, Matt, I don't know what happens in the movie theaters in Peterborough, but I think I'm going to steer clear of that Cineplex from now on. Yeah. I will agree with you, Holly. I hate going to movie theaters, but it has more to do with the teenagers there.
Right.
And it's always overpacked, but now they've got the VIP ones and the ones where you can order your seats in advance.
There are VIP movies?
Yeah, where they'll actually, they'll bring you drinks, they'll bring you food now.
Yeah,
sounds like a much more... It's
to see a movie.
It's nice because there's certain movies like superhero movies you want to see action movies you want to see with the special effects. And
absolutely, but I want there to be like a pub table that I can like be sitting at, and my beer comes to the table.
Well,
like,
you've got the
VIPs now.
That's
the other thing about movies. I can't drink beer in there unless I sneak
now
it in my coat. And
yeah,
like,
now you can, apparently, yeah.
You're going to pay a premium, but you can
do it.
That's
fine.
Now.
That's fine. I can still sneak it into my coat, but...
that's still not stopping.
Mom, I never snuck beer into the movies. Never. But, like, movies that are, like, you want to have a beer while you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the movie, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if somebody's going to make me watch The Notebook, I would like to have 17 beers.
Yeah, exactly,
because
at least.
It's horrible. You know, nobody needs to watch that crap, you know?
Now, to answer your question, Matt, I think it's always depended on what I did first. Because I think that first initial reaction you get tends to cloud your judgment for
right,
the second
sure.
one. So
the book is always different.
It is always different. Now, Fight Club is maybe the one I'll disagree with my own previous statement there, because I read the book second.
Right.
But I enjoyed the book so much more. It was a different different experience, I'd say.
Was it because you have this like lifelong hatred of Brad Pitt?
No, I think he's a treasure, actually.
Billy Beane.
Is it because you're jealous of him?
I totally am jealous of him.
So that's why you didn't
100%. 100%. It's Edward Norton I don't like.
Who likes Edward Norton?
Johnny Drama.
Really? And what about What's-Her-Face?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay, that is not who
not
played the
close.
Girl.
Not even close. No, I know.
In, no, it was Juliette Lewis. Was it her? Who plays the woman in Fight Club?
I'm actually drawing a blank too, but I think you're correct.
Is it Juliette?
You might
Lewis?
Have to Google that one.
Well, see, like, to me, the thing is, in the book, you get to, your imagination gets to be such a part of you, like, and when you go see the movie, you're like, that's not what I thought so-and-so
that's not what
like,
that person
right?
looked like
right.
or sounded like.
And
or
so
whatever.
It has its pluses and its minuses, but sometimes a well-written book that you then also get to put your own slant on turns out to be, it's going to be tough for a movie to beat the way you thought it, you know, if you really enjoyed the book, the way you thought it should have went, right?
For sure.
So.
It's definitely not her. So I don't know who it is. Anyways, the chick in Fight Club. You just want to, like...
The girl I'm thinking of was apparently Elaine in Seinfeld.
Well, I wasn't even going to...
No.
Yeah, no, she definitely was not in... She was in a bunch of other stuff, but she was not in Fight Club.
No, certainly was not. Yeah. Number four, to go back
quick
into
transition
this,
there.
Yeah. No, that's okay. We can let it hang out there. I wasn't close, but...
Well, we're fairly certain that we're not going to know any of these movies, so we might as well, you know...
Vamp.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've never seen Fight Club, so...
What?
It's true, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising to me.
There's a ton of huge movies out there that people always give me shit for having not seen.
Yeah.
But I've never been a huge movie person.
No.
What I like, I really like, and I don't venture far from, I'm probably going to go and see comedies mostly, right? And action movies aren't really going to do it for me. I don't know. There's been some dramas, I guess, but I've never seen Fight Club.
In somewhat of an ironic way, I said that I don't like movie theaters the same as I don't like airplanes and airports. I watched Fight Club for the first time on an airplane.
Hmm. And I saw an airplane in a theater.
No. Airplane's a terrible movie. Let's not even
How
go there.
How dare you? Because I have seen that one. One of the three movies I've seen in my life. Number four.
All right.
Where we're going. Sorry. Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Oh, see, this one I thought for sure you guys would have. A huge movie. Would have been late 80s. It's probably earlier than that.
Mad Max?
No. Yeah, actually, it's definitely earlier than late 80s.
Roads. Where are we going to need roads? Star Wars.
No. That's a good guess.
Very good guess.
And way to be thinking outside the box, because that's what it's going to take on this particular... I'll give
like, we don't need no stinking roads?
Sort of like that. A very young Michael J. Fox.
Mm.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. You don't get points for that. That's bullshit.
Just because you had your beer in your mouth for a second time there, kid. Don't be getting chirpy.
Cricket.
What was that, cricket?
See, now I'm warming up to this nickname.
Now I have a new nickname for you. It might also have been the size of your head, which is very small.
That's why I grew this huge beard,
by
the way.
It didn't take long for this to start to get personal. That's how these games go.
Yeah.
Number three... All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Oh.
You're going to have to go way back.
That's like the 50s. Is it Casablanca?
No. But you're in the right era.
Mr. DeMille.
Would it help if I gave you the character's name?
Sure.
Norma Desmond.
That did not help at all. Streetcar?
No, not Streetcar.
Norma Desmond. No, I have no...
I've got zero clue on Black
Lightning. I really thought I knew pop culture a little bit. I know nothing.
Well, this is pop culture from like 40 years ago.
Gone with the Wind.
No, another great guess, but... Sunset Boulevard.
Oh.
Not even on the radar.
No way.
No. No, I know that's a movie and a place.
Yes. Movie based on a place.
Yeah. Yeah, movie based on... They should really make movies about stuff like that. Yeah.
Peterborough Cineplex.
Oh, no.
I'd see that movie.
No. There's far more things...
Have you seen people from Peterborough?
There's definitely...
You might not want
right now.
No, there's far more things that you could make movies about Peterborough-wise. In the summer especially, we have the shirtless men that walk downtown, and they all have different names because they all have different... ways of not wearing their shirt or walking or
the cultural hub that is Peterborough.
Yeah,
everybody,
I didn't know that when it was 14 degrees out you didn't need a shirt, but apparently you don't need a shirt
if you got enough winter fat still to keep you warm. Why wear a shirt?
That's true. Or a fur coat.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
This
could get really bad, so I'm gonna segue away from wherever this is heading.
Sure.
You blew it up. Damn you. God
Planet
damn
of the
you
Apes.
All to hell.
Yep.
It is
Planet of the Apes.
Apes.
Yep. That was well done. I'll give you that.
Red without the emotion. Yeah. The Charlton Heston
I was
going to
say, that was Charlton Heston,
chilled right in.
I don't know.
Damn you all to hell.
That Eddie Vedder doing Charlton Heston wasn't bad. I'm going to give you that.
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Bob Dylan sometimes. It's a whole different type of slur.
No. I've seen Bob Dylan in concert, and nothing that he says is even in. You can't even
understood
tell.
Nine no. words in the whole show.
It's not
show.
Coherent at all. Yeah. At one point, I thought he was talking about a hippopotamus, and I don't know any of his songs that have that lyric. Okay, that was just Eddie Vedder again.
I forgot it's trying to be Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan and Eddie Vedder are a little different there, bud.
Be a great band though.
Eddie Dillon.
Yeah. You have so many first names. Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful
Casablanca.
Friendship. That's right.
Yes!
You've been sitting on that one all game.
You had to know that Casablanca was going to be on there, bud.
Yeah, bud. Chirp.
You know who's from Peterborough, right there, bud?
Hey there, bud.
It's true. I will say that is something that I picked up in Peterborough. Buditis. It's just, you say bud to everybody instead of A.
Hater.
You don't say A, you say bud.
So.
And you can be patronizing with bud, or you can be friendly with bud.
That was a patronizing one.
This
bud.
Bud's for you.
Good job, bud.
Get
me a rear bud.
Here is a different, this is the full top 10 of this category. I'm not going to give you any. I'm going to see in a couple of minutes. You'll have about 2 minutes.
Turn the phone away from him.
You'll have about two
I
minutes.
I saw you!
It's okay. I don't think there's anything on the screen yet you can use.
He was trying.
No, well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Well, I've been trying to read in your glasses the whole time.
Yeah, okay. The reflection, yeah. I've been victimized in a couple of card games that way. This will be, you'll pick up your phones, you'll open an email or a notes app or whatever you'd like to do to take down a couple of notes.
You said notes, not Google.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
The song, or the category is, obviously going to relate to songs, the top 10 songs about Monday. The caveat being they actually have to say the word Monday in the song. It can't just be, I think this is supposed to be about Mondays. There are 10. I will be stunned if you get 4. But let's see what they come up with. I'm going to vamp a little while they try to come up with as many songs about Monday as they possibly can. They may be cheating, and on Google, I can't really tell. We know that's one benefit of having Rob on the show, is he is incapable of using such technology to help cheat when... Now, he does from time to time, but you'll notice sometimes Rob gets very quiet and he's looking something up on his phone, and it takes three times as long as it takes. And
why
you'll
is
know
that?
This is happening because Rob can't keep his mouth quiet that long. And so if he's not talking, he's doing something with his phone or with his computer that requires all of his mental faculties to be checked in at once for him to be able to make this particular thing work.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them 30 more seconds to see how many of these they have successfully
Googled.
What's
it going
Googled.
Over there? You're Googling. I can see you're Googling, and I'm guessing over here. I have three.
That's pretty impressive.
I have two right now.
That's pretty impressive. Take 15 more seconds, and then we're going to run this down. If you think they have missed any, or there's some that aren't on the list I'm about to read out, you can obviously tweet at us at Tallcan Audio or on Facebook at Tallcan Audio. Or I guess if you really are still using this dated technology, you can email us at info@tallcanaudio.
Okay.
That's going to be time.
Just a question. Was it Monday Bloody Monday from YouTube? Was that the
I think it was. If it's a long weekend, probably is correct. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read out 10 and we'll see.
Well, shouldn't we tell you what we've got first?
Well, you can tell me which of those you got. And then if there's any that
aren't
on this list.
Anything you read out, I'm going to tell you I had.
Yeah, it's
That's
a good
how
call.
You cheated a game.
All right. Let's hear what you've got. Holly, you can go first.
I have four, Maddie. You have four?
I have three.
Okay. I have Monday.
Also,
Monday.
Okay.
Which is the mamas and the papas.
That's right.
I also have that one.
I have Blue Monday.
So that must have been the one that popped up first on Google.
No. Like, there's actually a song. It goes,
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I knew that one. Blue Monday, which
is
the one everybody knows.
Before we move on, I've done a little research here. The mamas and the papas only ever number one hit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is this your beer?
Is there a penalty for beer theft? An escape?
That's execution, I think, in most places.
Well, I think that most of the listeners would agree that you should have maybe finished your beer sooner, and then you would still have this one. Yeah, that's right, cricket. Anyways.
Okay, what was your second one?
Blue Monday.
Okay, bye.
Blue Monday, I'm not sure. To be honest, I don't know.
Okay.
But I know that there's a song called Blue Monday. It might be by...
It's a new age group.
Yeah.
So new age from
like,
the 80s.
In my mind, I'm saying, no, I don't know.
New Order.
Oh, new age.
I was
going to
make
a
guess
new
on
order.
It. Like,
yeah.
Give her some
new
hints.
New Order is that one. Did you have Blue Monday?
I also had Blue Monday.
Did you also have it by New Order?
I did.
Okay, that's totally fair. Not on this list, but certainly allowable. There is a Blue Monday by an old R&B guy named...
Craig Davis, isn't it? No.
No.
David.
Fats Domino.
Fats Domino.
Yep.
Nobody knows that guy.
No, of course.
No, he's like really
Did
unknown.
You know that was covered by Bob Seger for the movie Roadhouse?
Well, let's talk about the movie Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
That's a terrible episode of Family Guy, by the way.
It obviously is, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Patrick Swayze.
The song is about, you know, Fats Domino's song is about this hell he's been through for 6 days that led him straight back to another Monday where it all starts over again. So he's not having a great week, but kind of fits the genre of music.
Fair enough.
What else you got?
We got Manic Monday, which is by the Bangles.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that one.
How do you... To me, that was...
Oh, man.
Another Manic Monday.
That's definitive 80s track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Written originally by... You can have... Your own 30 kajillion points if you have the actual songwriter.
Written by,
This is going to blow your mind.
Manic Monday.
Oh, jeez. I remember hearing this at some point. Of
Like a really well-known songwriter? Or
yep.
No?
Yep. Very well-known, but it would shock you to know he wrote
it's like
this.
It's like Bruce Springsteen or something.
Not Bruce Springsteen.
Bob Dylan.
Not Bob Dylan. Not Eddie Vedder. Prince.
I would believe that, actually, because
okay.
Prince writes a lot of stuff.
Prince is fucking weird, yeah.
You know what, though? Awesome live. Not going to lie to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking killed it.
I can't say I've ever
did
seen Prince
Did he stand
Prince
on a step stool during the concert?
Oh, totally, the whole time.
Yeah.
The three girls.
Is he shorter than Tom Cruise?
You know, I've never seen Tom Cruise live, but...
I don't think you'd want to see him live. I think he's, like super weird in, like, real life.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
So let's get your list, Maddie.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not done. I've got one more. I've got more. I got Monday Morning, which is by Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, that's on the list. This was right after.
And that's all I got.
Right after Stevie Nicks joined the band. It was on the first album they put out together, which was, that's all I have on that.
I will admit that I didn't realize that the band started before Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
That's also news to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought Stevie Nicks
was
always in the band.
No, this, and then well, maybe they, right after a return. No, that'd be way too recent. So yeah, they must have, this must have been, you know, very, very early on before they got huge or something along those lines. But yeah, the first album with them, the song is about breakups being for weekdays, getting out on the road being for weekends, and starting all over on Sundays. So that seems to be the theme, is Sundays are where it all comes full circle.
But also, Monday's a crap day.
That's really
always.
Let's be honest. Except for when it's a long weekend. Oh, it is.
There we go.
Yes.
There
you go. Welcome. That's very welcome here. Mm-hmm. What's your list, Maddie?
So I had the Mamas and Papas as well.
Okay.
Monday. I had Blue Monday by New Order.
Yeah.
I had The Cure, Love Songs. I think it's called Love Song.
Okay. Not on this list, but if you could prove that that has a Monday reference, maybe we'll.
It's the. I'm gonna have to
sing it for us. Let's hear it.
Can I look up the full lyrics for this one?
If he sings it,
once you have it, yes, that's right.
Then I can sing it.
You have to sing it though.
So I'll run down the rest that were on this list while he's searching for that.
Okay.
There is Jimmy Buffett's "Come Monday," his first huge top 40 hit.
Okay.
What else did we have here on number 9? Obviously,
wrong song. Sorry, guys. Wrong. It was the wrong one.
Oh,
no points.
Number 9 was the Fleetwood Mac one that you had. Number 8 was New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran.
Duran had more than one song?
So it would seem.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Matt, just to interrupt you.
Yeah.
It's Friday, I'm in Love was the song I was thinking
about. Friday, I'm in
love. So I don't care if Monday's blue,
right,
Tuesday's blue, Wednesday too, Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
I'm in love. So
that's,
the song
that's
is
great,
not
but
about.
But that's not what that's, you wrote down.
No,
so
that's
no
right.
No points.
That's right. Because it's also a song about Friday. He's.
Mm-hmm.
The next one was Monday Morning Church by Alan Jackson. Had Patti Loveless on it with him. The song basically centers around my heart is as empty as a church on Monday morning. Very deep and.
It's very country, that's for sure. Dog probably gets run over in that song.
It's almost no doubt.
Yeah, and they break up, right? There's like definitely a breakup. Or someone's daddy gets shot with a shotgun. Or
wow, you listen to some pretty out there country.
No, that's like most country. Most country
okay,
is either
most
like
of
drinking
that, yeah,
or like
dad
or,
shot
or getting run over by stuff. Like there's not a lot of in between in country music.
Right. This one I didn't know. Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters.
I have heard of that song.
Okay. The biggest hit the duo ever had, but I didn't know much about it. There's not much to it. It's got a really cool saxophone solo halfway through that I checked it, but that's really
right.
The only thing memorable about the song. 5 was, as we mentioned, Fats Domino.
Mm-hmm.
It's Blue Monday. It was Wilco's. Oh. Monday by Wilco, and it's basically just Monday is the perfect time to reflect. I don't like Monday, the Boomtime Bats.
I've heard that one, yeah.
And it's, I guess, it's funny that it's an 80s one-hit wonder is the thing, the way that it's known the most, but written in 1978, so.
It is a twist.
And it was actually on the heels of a high school shooting. And they asked the kid why he did it, and he said, I don't like Mondays. And I guess these people took off and ran a tune.
Okay, you're really bringing down the tone of the
all right, number 2 is the
long weekend podcast.
Yeah, wow. Tuesday. Manic Monday was number 1. We covered that. The Mamas and the Papas was number 2. So Not bad. I think we're safe
to
say Polly ran that.
I had four, so then I must have got my kajillion points, and now we're tied at like a kajillion plus three each.
But I have 30 kajillion, so you're still down.
You had to be awarded 30 kajillion, which
so now you're down by like 28.
So now I'm tied. No, now I'm tied because I have, it's not kajillion. not kajillion like children.
No. It's, no one's being,
it's a kajillion.
To any legal officers listening, that there are no children being given to people. This is not happening. It's a kajillion points. Mm-hmm. No kajildren.
Mm-hmm. Have another beer. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I might. The final category for this particular one, and we have several entries here. I didn't count them.
Okay. Because you thought we would get none of them?
Since
or...
you're tied, we'll say whoever gets the most of these wins the game.
All right.
Which celebrity said this stupid quote? Honestly, I think we should just trust our president and every decision that he makes and just be faithful.
Britney Spears.
That's correct. In the George Bush era, after he obviously
took... How did you know that?
So.
It's one of those things that
you
sticks
just know
with
the
you.
Brit, right? Yeah.
When you hear just, you know, somebody put it that eloquently, those words just stay with you.
Was that around the same time that she started showing her Britney to the world?
You know, it was around the same time she was walking into all those public bathrooms without shoes on.
Yeah. No, but my favorite thing that came out of the Britney Spears, like... Oh, the Britney Spears going a little bit crazy era was don't show your Britney. If you're wearing a skirt,
keep your Britney out of the
don't show your Britney.
The media. Yeah. Nice. This one, smoking kills. If you smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Paris Hilton.
No.
Damn!
Although that's probably where I would have went to.
Can I hear it again in Eddie Vedder's voice?
No, you cannot, but I will repeat it. Smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
So stupid. Is that also Britney Spears?
Oh, you're onto it. All of them are Britney Spears. We're reading her Twitter feed. This one is very tough, honestly.
Wait, that wasn't
No, it's not. It wasn't, no.
I will go with...
She's been a long-time anti-smoking advocate.
It's not helping.
It's Brooke Shields.
Oh, Brooke. Brooke! That's embarrassing.
It's nice to see that her heart's in the right place, and it's good advice, but... hard to take advice from someone saying shit like that.
God.
That is like, wow. I don't even know what to say to that. That's awful.
This one will be easy. Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a believer.
Justin Bieber?
Yes. Very good. Any idea who he was referring to?
Anne Frank. That's the point to me. That's the point to me.
Promoting yourself using a Holocaust.
He wrote that in the Holocaust book.
No, the Anne Frank house visitation.
Same thing. Same.
The Holocaust book. I don't think they just let anyone write in that.
I don't think there is a book.
Well, I'm sure there's several books on the Holocaust.
Well, I meant like a guest book at the, like, Auschwitz.
Oh, no.
Move on.
We want to sidestep that one.
That's not what I meant. Yeah. But anyway.
No one wants to read what's been written in that.
Have another beer.
But saying Anne was a great girl is a little like saying Hitler was kind of an ass, right? Like,
kind of.
You've probably not quite covered this.
You don't even know how to move on from that.
No, day. I'm looking at this quote, and it for some reason, it makes me laugh more than some of the other stupid ones. Mm-hmm. Everything bad that could happen to a person has happened to me.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton is correct.
Yeah, I was going next. Yeah.
Well, you
knew she was going to be on the list of stupid quotes.
Of course, of course.
You knew she was going to be on the list.
I clearly spend way too much time on TMZ.
That's what I'm learning. Yeah, like.
Also, it's fine if you use the videotape. Just don't release it. Things Paris Hilton.
So I didn't realize this before I agreed to play the game, but I think I know why he's going to win this particular part of the game. His favorite television show is Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, dear. See,
that is a fantastic show.
Gloves are coming off.
But, you know, like, he loves the gossip. Loves the gossip.
Is that what Pretty Little Liars is about?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's about.
Okay, I've never seen it. I've seen the ads.
I just know that a lot of ladies watch it, and
it's a fantastic
show.
It's good
for the ladies.
And
beautiful girls, okay?
But I would assume it's about gossip.
Yeah, gossip.
Pretty Little Liars,
It's on the WB, so there you go.
It's all about
WB still a thing?
Oh, it's
the WB?
No, sorry, it's on ABC Family, which is even worse.
ABC Family. Yeah. I didn't even know that still existed.
The only reason I know it exists is because that show's on it. Oh, and I PVR it every Tuesday.
The next quote, whatever they have in Korea, that's bad.
Donald Trump?
No. Great call. Anything internationalized should be Donald Trump, but no.
Dennis Rodman.
It's not Dennis
Rodman. George Bush!
No, it's not George Bush. Think someone who's already appeared on this list.
Britney Spears.
No.
Paris.
No, I'm okay. Oh. It's Justin Bieber, who just kind of threw it out there. Didn't mention whether it was South or North, just Korea.
He probably doesn't know that there's more than one Korea.
Scathing political endorsement opinions from Justin Bieber.
You know what? That Stratford educational system really showing its true colors here.
This one, I would encourage you all, if you're having a sip of beer, to finish it now, because you're both going to know who this is. My greatest pain in life is that I'll never be able to see me perform.
Kanye.
Yes.
I think the correct answer is Yeezus.
Yes, Yeezus. Yeezus.
Holy crap. What a douchebag.
I will say, I watched the Pan Am Games closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
And it was slightly weird.
Okay.
Because all of them are, right? Like, anytime you see the Olympics or Pan Am Games or whatever,
right? Opening, closings.
They bring these, like, exceptionally strange stereotypes of the countries that they're in. And ours is Mounties and Beavers and
Six Nations.
Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil.
Well, no, no, that's not true. Because remember in the Olympics, they had that giant cartoon beaver out there.
But the whole Olympic opening ceremony was a journey through the life of a Six Nations guy.
Right.
Which, fine, like, but that's what we go to. That's what we associate all of our culture with.
End in Wayne Gretzky in a Ford truck?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with the Six Nations?
And the cauldron didn't light.
Yeah. It went really well.
But anyways, let's go back to Kanye. So we're watching the end of the Pan Am Games. And I remember this. I got a text message from a friend that said, why are all the lights on? Because it was just Kanye on this giant white stage.
Right.
And I was like, well, he asked for the lights to be on because he's a giant narcissist. Like, let's be honest. But I will say that he did a really good job with all the lights on, because Pitbull was on before him and he had to have like 400 different like screens and chicks and whatever.
See, I missed it. And I meant to actually go back and watch
it. And it was really funny when his microphone went off, because nobody that was watching on TV knew that his microphone went off because it was still playing on the television.
Right.
Apparently it shut down in the arena.
I'm going to let you finish in a minute.
And that's what I said. I'm going to let you finish. But wait, we have a curfew. I'm not.
This is Toronto. We shut down.
And T-Swizzle, she just got so excited. She was like, that's right, Kanye.
Because you know she was watching.
Yeah. That's right, Kanye. Somebody finally shut you up.
Listen, I was okay with this whole conversation until you bring Tay-Tay up. And I will not stand for this.
I was being nice to Tay-Tay. I like Tay-Tay. She's
is that really
cool.
What people are calling her now?
T-Swizz.
T-Swizzle, I've heard, yeah.
T-Swizz. God, don't even get me started on the whole T-Swizz, Nicki Minaj thing.
Oh. Like,
no. Nicki's wrong.
Bitches be crazy.
They do.
This next one is a mouthful. I've never wanted to go to Japan because I've never liked eating fish, and I know that's very big over there in Africa.
Jessica Simpson.
It's not Jessica Simpson.
Good guess, though. Good guess. Wow.
Kim Kardashian.
No. Ugh. Again, it's someone who's already appeared on this list.
Paris Hilton.
It's not Justin Bieber.
I was going to say.
It's Paris.
It's not Paris.
What?
It's
Brit?
It is Brit. It's Brit.
By the way, we're also on first name basis.
Obviously. Nickname basis.
Wow. That's awful. I've never wanted to go to Japan because I don't like to eat fish, and that's really big over there in Africa.
I know, that's very popular over there in Africa. Wow.
I don't even know what you say to that.
I say, you're stupid. I really have nothing else to get.
Well, pass me the sake.
I think the only thing you can say there, you just tweeted a picture of me chirping you while we're still taping the podcast.
Well, you were on a little bit of a rant there, so I thought I'd give everybody something to do.
Hey, the whole thing about this kind of stuff is no dead mic time. Okay?
That's right.
Right. Right. So,
Coin Holly.
Cricket. If you weren't so busy on your phone Googling the answers to stuff, you could have been talking to?
I think he was asking his Twitter followers.
All six of them?
I still think I'm up 3-1 here in this last round.
Well, no, you aren't. I have at least two in this round.
And I gave Holly one for...
chirping you.
Yeah.
Fine, then.
Which is unfortunate that this man in a tie, that was the last quote.
What?
That was five?
Oh, okay.
That was fun.
But you said there were 10 in all of these.
Yeah,
lists.
I said there was several.
I said a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, so we tied.
That's fair.
Yeah. Does that make
and lose?
Slightly.
Me too.
Yeah, so it's...
You know what? The best thing is about this whole situation, this whole game, you know, we have two winners.
I got nothing.
We tied, and Rob still lost, so...
Rob gets zero.
Yeah.
No, actually...
Zero.
There's a lot of winners in this. There's a lot of winners in this because nobody had to listen to Rob on this podcast.
That's true. Everyone's a winner.
Like,
it's
I
like,
don't even know what to say.
Captain Blowhard.
The light went off on the microphone. Is that a thing?
Yep.
Does that mean we have to shut up?
We'll pause.
So a couple of technical difficulties. We lost the mic for a second. We were talking about how all of you were winners for not having to hear Rob and that he's just generally a loser. And we're back up to speed, but that's pretty much the end for the game night.
Can I just say this technical difficulty is probably because of this mobile...
It's true. And I should say, and I probably should have said it up front, all of you right now should feel a certain amount of pity for our producer, Brian, who is going to have to deal with the fact that we're out of the studio... The sound quality is going to be a little lower. It's not going to sound exactly like you expect. And he's going to have nightmares trying to put this together properly. So we do appreciate you, Brian. We love you. Please don't be too hard on yourself while you're trying to get this done.
I think what he's trying to say, Brian, is don't quit.
That's true.
Because he doesn't know how to do this himself. And he really needs you to edit it.
But there's probably a couple bows in your future if you just do it for him.
That's true. Whatever you need, man, just know that we're thinking of you as you go through this difficult time.
We're thinking of you on the dock, looking at this beautiful lake in the sunshine.
Rob got really bitchy about that, eh? Kind of a prima donna when we mentioned on the last show that he was, you know, we were going to do these shows up here lakeside, and the regulars never get to do it lakeside. So, you know, we got to get the special guests.
But you have to put up with the regulars. Like,
Yeah, you kind of leave town and go to the lake to get away from the usual staff.
I don't know. I don't know how the podcast works up
when
in the regular studio. But right. I'm thinking like Rob comes over, you tape the show, he stays on your couch, he doesn't stop eating out of the fridge, he doesn't stop drinking your beer, and then eventually you have to say, dude, are you going to go home?
So we have this fridge in the studio, and he eats a lot of the artificial cheese slices. Like you just have to put on a sandwich or make grilled cheese with.
Like the ones that don't have to actually be in the fridge.
Well, I put them in the fridge.
Kraft Singles don't have to be in the fridge.
Oh, okay. I just assumed they had to.
They're not actually
We've
cheese.
Always kept them in the... No, of course
most
not.
Most people keep them in the fridge, but they don't actually have to go in the fridge.
Okay. Yeah. He'll eat them by the handful. It's kind of gross.
I don't know where to go with that.
No one does. Like, it's just strange. Like...
I bet you they're preserving him well.
Because you buy the big, like, group or whatever, and I use it maybe once a week for to put on a sandwich or a grilled cheese or whatever. And yet, like, once a month, I still have to buy cheese because it just vanishes.
See, I'm more concerned about your beer supply.
He's not bad. It's not bad. He typically likes lately to enjoy a little gin while he does the... Show. I don't drink gin, so...
Maddie, did you bring a GT? And
I was actually going to bring a G&T in Rob's honor today, but I drank it on the way over, so...
Nice.
In true tall can audio fashion. It didn't make it here.
True Captain Blowhard fashion.
I think that'll probably do it for this one before we just bash Rob any harder than we need to, because he's going to come back hard with a vengeance.
We miss you, Rob.
We do miss Rob. We all do like Rob.
Not really, but yeah, it was
kind of. A little bit. Yeah. Sort of.
Me and the cricket.
We'll let the listeners decide if they miss him or not, and we'll see whether or not he's set up his Twitter account to come after what's happened here today. So we'll find all that out. Like I said, that's going to do it for this week's Audio Whiplash. Thank you guys for doing it.
Appreciate it.
All right, and we'll catch you all on the next one.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.